Hello, my name's Russell from Football Shirt Canvas.
I'm Regina of Perfectly Invited.
Hi guys, this is Kimberly Beezer from Beezer's Garden Natural Bath and Body Products.
Hi, I'm Tess.
And I'm Mary, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the seller marketing team here at Etsy, broadcasting from Etsy's headquarters in Brooklyn.
This podcast is powered by Etsy and is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers.
So today's episode is about Instagram.
My favorite social media platform.
Is it? Okay.
I spend the most time on Instagram than I do on any other platform.
Any favorite accounts that you follow?
Yeah, somebody actually who works at Etsy has a very famous cat named Big Bubba. And so she has an Instagram, hello Big Bubba. I love this cat. Actually, Bubba was featured in our holiday guide because she had made a pillow of him. There was an image of a cat with a pillow that
of itself,
like
yeah.
Itself. Yeah, that was Bubba.
Yeah, he's got a good look. I have to say.
Yeah, it's like a good look. Yeah, he's like a senior cat too. Like I can get behind it.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
He's seen some stuff.
What stuff? I don't know.
I not that long ago discovered this one account that I really love that is just videos of things melting, such as lipstick or wax or candy bars.
Interesting.
Sometimes you just want to watch a hot knife go through a bubble tape gum, you know, or a tube of toothpaste.
I personally have never had that feeling, you know? But, you know, I respect it. It's good.
But I also follow a lot of shops to stay in the loop about what is new with them.
Totally. Yeah, I feel like I follow a lot of lifestyle people and then these brands and kind of things. Mm-hmm.
I think the majority of mine are vintage.
A lot of plant shops in New York City.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I have 45 plants in my apartment, by the way.
I tend to follow people just based on...
like, it's their aesthetic.
Yeah.
I feel like I follow people for their aesthetic.
But I think the biggest reason I really follow is just to learn more about that shop and like what it's about.
Yeah, I initially am like following because I like to look at pretty pictures and I'm into it. Mm-hmm. But I've become a really loyal follower of the people and brands and shops that make... it's beyond like a pretty picture kind of thing. Like I understand whatever the background of that shop is or like the person behind it or all that other stuff. I follow one, actually it's two accounts. There's one Etsy seller. She sells mostly vintage rugs. And so just the way that she, like rugs are really beautiful. And then so she has all the plants and like just really beautifully lit natural lighting kind of thing. And it just fits with the kinds of things that I like. So I followed her. And then I grew to like her so much that I also follow her personal account. And so I really like to see like her videos of her just burning Palo Santo in her studio or like her dog and cross-eyed cat or whatever.
I just want to be her friend.
Yeah, I really just want to be her friend. She's gotten like a little bit vulnerable in some of her captions. Mm-hmm. And I really admire that about her. And it makes me really want to like lean in and learn more, especially because she only peppers those in every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what's your story? Like, I want to know you.
I know. I think that it's all about, like, people really get hooked by those really pretty pictures. And then as they get to know you through those kinds of little glimpses, then that's how they become loyal to your brand and to your...
Definitely.
To what you're all about. I know that even just recently, the Women's March happened, and a shop that I follow, like, posted a video of a bunch of the products that they carry in their brick-and-mortar store, and they said, all of these products were made, produced, designed by women. So that kind of made me feel more connected to them as shop owners, because I knew that was something they cared about.
Yeah, and you care about it, too.
Yes, exactly. I've also seen really cool things happening with stories that sellers do.
I think my like Palo Santo example and stuff like that, a lot of those things actually live in stories.
Yeah. Stories are also really cool because you can do polls now, and I've seen a lot of people do really cool things with polls.
Like what?
Like one shop sells vintage clothing, and they posted, I think it was a rug or something, at like an antique store, and they were like, do you want to see more homewares in the shop or just clothes? And so you could vote which one you wanted. So
yeah, I've seen people do really creative things with those polls and like people using the stories medium to really like get a glimpse into something that's a little more intimate.
Well, I talked about Instagram and Instagram stories with our social media specialist here at Etsy, Bridget Muller, who is a total pro at Instagram.
Such a pro. I follow her on Instagram. She nails it with her Instagram stories. They're so good.
Yeah, she really kills it with the video content.
Definitely.
Sure.
My partner and I sometimes will say things that I realize are just from her Instagram stories.
Wow, she's really making an impact.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, she had this thing about her sister's fitness instructor or whatever, and she was like, you want to be the person that woos at your fitness class because it like feels really good. And so she ended her story with, you gotta woo. And so I just say that sometimes now.
That's really,
you gotta woo.
It's very inspiring. I like that. Yeah, so she's the one behind the Etsy Instagram account. So we talked about everything from getting your start on the platform to some more advanced topics. We also talked about our new social media tool. It makes it even easier for you to promote your shop on social media. So thanks for chatting today, Bridget.
Thanks for having me.
So first, tell me about what you do here at Etsy. What's your background with social media and Instagram?
Well, basically, I live and breathe social media, literally. I've been creating content since I was in elementary school, and I've been doing social media professionally to varying degrees for the past 6 years, which is like basically when social media actually became an actual job. And I've been doing social at Etsy here for a year and a half, and my main focus is Instagram.
So before we get into the deeper dives of Instagram, let's talk about getting started for people who are newer to the idea of running an Instagram account for their shop. What kind of content performs well on Instagram?
For people who are just getting started, you should know that Instagram is really the place to give your brand a personality. Like, this is where you can showcase your brand aesthetic and give it an actual voice. I just recently read that people are actually starting to search for brands on Instagram more so than Google. Like, when you first hear of a brand, people will start to look them up on Instagram automatically. So you want to make sure that your page represents your brand as a whole. So you can post a mix of content of your finished products, your process, any announcements or special promotions. It's also a really great place to just interact with your customers and like foster a relationship with them.
Yeah. People love seeing any part of your process that's just like satisfying to watch. Like,
yeah.
If like, I don't know, melting wax or something.
Yeah, it's like really like meditative.
Very like visually stimulating. It's cool.
Yeah.
How can you go about making that mix of content make sense? The personal and process and the product.
The way to make it make sense is just to make sure that everything kind of fits together as a whole. So you can share any type of personal stuff that you want as long as it's aligned with your brand and kind of looks the same visually and like evokes the same personality as what your brand is. People who are scrolling through their feed should be able to tell when they see one of your images that it's your shop without even looking at your username. That's how you know that you're really building a cohesive brand.
Yeah. And for those people who are just getting started and might not be sure what exactly to post or what kinds of hashtags to use, we have a new social media tool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It gives you prompts for ideas on what to post, and it also gives you like suggested captions and hashtags. You could make up your own, but it shows you suggestions there that you can use that are actually really helpful. And it also will supply you with image assets for milestones like
your 100th sale.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, or if you're running promotions. And it's available on the Sell on Etsy app or on desktop.
So what about taking good photos for Instagram?
As you guys probably know, Instagram is a very visual platform, and you can use a smartphone or a DSLR, but some key tips to keep in mind are, first of all, lighting is everything. So just make sure that you're in bright, natural sunlight. You know, just pay attention to what you're actually capturing in the photo. Take away potential distractions that could be in the background. And a little editing goes a long way. So even just like brightening up your shot or just bumping up the contrast, you can use great apps like Afterlight, Visco, Photoshop. I love Visco. It's my favorite.
Me too.
Yeah.
Makes everything look very, like, I don't know. I don't know what
dreamy,
a glow
yeah,
about it.
However you want it to look is how
cool.
It'll look.
Yeah. And does it make sense to use your listing photos on Instagram? Or, like, should you take lifestyle shots?
I mean, you can do both. It really depends on your audience, and everyone's audience is going to be a little bit different, but you just have to experiment. Try both, see what resonates with your audience, but also see what represents your brand the most and also just what you feel like doing. I would say it's good to veer a little bit off of just sharing listing photos because you want to offer different content to your audience. It gives them a reason to follow. If you're just posting your listing photos, they might get bored, but you got to give them something else. User-generated content is great. So that's like if your customers post photos with your items in them. If you feel that it fits in with your aesthetic, then definitely repost that. Make sure that you ask them for permission and give them credit. It's a great way to get your audience involved, and it's also a great way to have images that you didn't even have to shoot yourself. And then just one tip is something that we've noticed for the Etsy Instagram is that photos that include multiple items, so like let's say you make ceramic bowls, take a photo that has like 20 bowls in it, and for some reason that just seems to perform so much better than one that just has one bowl. So something to try out.
Yeah, interesting. They're like, I want all those bowls.
Yeah.
I don't need just one bowl.
Exactly.
What about advice around hashtagging? I know a lot of people in the forums were asking about how to reach your target audience through relevant hashtags.
Yes, hashtagging was a huge thing that came up. So I think it's great, especially now. I don't know if you guys know that Instagram just announced the ability to follow hashtags just the same way that you follow a person. So when popular content is posted with that hashtag, it will actually show up in your feed. Do your research, see what's out there and what pertains to your content. I would advise you to look at what other successful makers in your field are doing, see what kind of hashtags they're using, because they're probably working. And another thing, when I'm doing hashtags, I pay attention to the amount of uses that there are. So if you'll notice on Instagram, when you start typing in a hashtag, you can see how many of them have been used. I mean, this is just my own thing, but I think it's good to use a hashtag that's common but not oversaturated. I try to use a hashtag that has maybe like tens of thousands of uses as opposed to millions of uses, because if you use a hashtag that has millions of uses, it might just get lost in the shuffle. But it's good to do a mix. I would recommend to do your hashtags as a comment instead of incorporating it in the caption, because this way it won't take away from your caption and it doesn't muddle up the way that it looks. I don't know if that's the right
word. It helps it look less spammy because they won't see that in their feed as they're scrolling through.
Yep.
So Instagram stories are
my favorite,
exciting way to connect with your followers. How can sellers use them to connect with followers, and what types of content is better suited for stories versus a standard post?
Yeah, so stories are really fun. I mean, I find them to be more engaging than a typical Instagram post, and it's a way to even better connect with your audience and for them to feel like they know you, because first of all, you're taking up the entire screen, so it's an immersive experience. It's raw, it's in the moment, it's new and it's growing. I really think it's the most exciting part of Instagram, and it's only just getting started. So like if you haven't jumped onto it yet, jump right in and just experiment and have fun with it. It's a place where you can really tell a story. It's called stories for a reason. So like you can show a day in the life and just be like, today is Wednesday. Here's what I'm doing today. And then you can mix in. This is where you can really mix in your personal and your professional, because you can say, I'm starting off with a cup of matcha that I just made. And now I'm checking my emails. And now I'm
walking my dog.
And now I'm making my product. So yeah, you can do day in the life. You can just show how your product is made. You can definitely like tease new products and do like promotions and discount codes, but I think that the most important part is to do behind the scenes content, including like selfie videos, just if you're comfortable, but just try it out because it's really fun and it really helps build a personal relationship with the people who are following you. I would recommend incorporating a lot of video into your stories. I know that a lot of people are more comfortable with just doing photos because that's what they're used to, but video is really the most engaging part about it, so experiment with that.
I wonder why that is.
It's because you're almost making, like, a movie in the moment.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Like, you're not necessarily editing it together, but you kind of are.
Yeah.
Just edit as you go.
Yeah, that's true. Because then they really feel like they experienced that with you. I know some of the shops that I follow will sometimes repost customer photos in their stories and, you know, tag the customer there and give them a little shout out. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I actually saw a question in the forums about reposting buyer photos, and Instagram stories is actually a great place to do that because, you know, a lot of times when people are posting pictures of your product, it might not necessarily be totally brand aligned or fit in with your actual feed, but stories is a great place to do it because it doesn't necessarily have to fit in with your aesthetic. It's just a great place to give a shout out to someone who's posting your product and show them some love.
Yeah, as long as you get permission from them, there can be so many really touching ways to do that too. I've seen people post like emails that they've gotten from customers that have said, you know, like, oh my God, this is such a beautiful like custom order and this is why, and they like share the story. So
yeah, and that's
it's got
actually
a lot of potential.
Yeah, and that's actually a great thing to show the rest of your audience, potential customers, people that haven't bought from you, how much other people are loving your product. It just gives them another reason to come back to you and buy your stuff.
Yeah. Testimonials.
Yep.
So what are the best ways to use things like hashtags, location tags, or polls and stories?
I would say the important thing is to just use them when they're relevant and when it will add value. So you don't need to always be posting a location tag that says you live in New York City every time you're in your
well,
studio.
Yeah.
But if you're somewhere of interest and you want to show people, or...
Yeah, like if you're at a craft fair or something and you want the people in that city to know that you're there.
Exactly. And then polls, I think, is a really fun way to engage with your audience, and you can gather important feedback. So like if you are testing out two different prints and you don't know what people are going to be more into, just post a little sneak peek on your story and do a poll that says, which one do you like better? And you'll get instant gratification to see what your audience is into. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. People love polls too.
Yeah, they're
fun.
Like,
my vote matters.
Yeah.
So we know that likes and comments on posts on Instagram can help you gauge people's interest and engagement, but what's the best measure of success and engagement for stories?
I mean, views, just seeing the amount of views is pretty good, but I think drop-off ratio is important, so that's something you kind of have to calculate on your own. But if you do like one story that's like a day in the life, look at your first post in your story, how many views that has, and then your last post, and see like what the percentage is that dropped off, because if people are really engaged, they'll want to stay through to the end. And then personally, I always look at replies as a way to tell what's really engaging, because when someone feels compelled to actually respond to your story, that's how you know you've really gotten their attention.
Oh yeah. I think I posted like a weird picture of my cat once and like everyone was responding to it. And I was like, whoa.
You were like, great, no okay, more pictures of my cat.
I know, right? Another big question that we get is about converting your followers into customers. So what tips do you have about that?
First of all, I just want to make sure that everyone is aware that Instagram is not really about converting someone instantly into a customer. It's more about longevity. And these are the people that follow you are people that are actually interested in you. And so if they haven't made a purchase yet, they will. So just keep flooding them with your content.
Mm-hmm.
But you should definitely utilize the link in bio. Unfortunately, there aren't many places where you can link people out of Instagram on Instagram. But link in bio is definitely a great place to just put your shop website or anywhere that you want to lead people and call it out in your posts. Too. You can say it on almost every post. I mean, anything that's an item that's available, you can be like, link in bio to buy this. Like, it's not going to annoy people. It's just going to tell them that that's where they need to go.
Yeah. And just to clarify, for anyone who doesn't know, the bio of your account is the only place where you can actually have like a clickable link. And that's why people always will have a link there. And then you just direct people to check out the bio to get the link.
Yep. And then the other thing I would just say is to just kind of show people why they need your products. Like, if you use your own products, which I'm sure you do, show yourself using them in photos, in your story, and then again, like if you have user-generated content, show how other people are using your products, and eventually people will be like, oh, you know what? I need that. And then they'll get it.
And do you recommend that Etsy sellers use Instagram business accounts?
Absolutely. It gives you access to Instagram stats, which they actually just started including even more stats. You can see how many people went to your profile after viewing your post in the feed. You can see where they found your post, if it was in their feed, if it was in their Explore tab. You can see how many people saved your photo. There's just lots of info that it gives you, and you should always definitely be looking at that info, because that's what's going to inform how you post things in the future. It also just looks more official to have a business account. And then if you are one of the lucky ones that has 10K plus followers, you can use that swipe up functionality in an Instagram story. So that's another place you can put a link. It's not clickable, but you just swipe right up and it'll go to wherever you're linking it to. And you can also do promoted posts. So promoted posts are the way of the future and the now. Instagram is always changing the algorithm, and people are getting annoyed that not as many people are seeing their posts as before, but you have the opportunity, you have the the option to use promoted posts. So just put money behind some of your posts, especially if it's something that you're really excited about, or if you have a post that's really getting a lot of engagement organically, then that shows you that's something that people are interested in. So just put some money behind it and it will reach even more people. And you can do that with a business account.
So now people can actually live stream on Instagram with Instagram Live. What are some good ways to use that to your advantage?
I think Instagram Live is a fun thing to test out. I mean, you can do like Ask Me Anything or like Q&As. I think it's really the best for people who already have a pretty decent following. Otherwise, it can kind of seem, you're kind of like, what's the point of this? There's only a couple of people watching. But it's fun. Just test it out. And my advice for doing a live would be to promote it beforehand. So maybe just do a post in your feed earlier that day or the day before saying you're going to be doing a live at this time. And then in your story, be like 1 hour till the live. Mm-hmm. And that's how people will, they'll know about it and they'll come back. So just to recap, Instagram is all about the mix of content. When you take photos, make sure the lighting's good. Pay attention to the composition. Don't be afraid to edit a little bit. And with hashtags, just do your research, test out a bunch of different ones that are relevant to you, post it in the comments, not in the caption. For Instagram stories, do a lot of behind the scenes content. You can incorporate user-generated content and polls. You can gauge the success by looking at your views, the drop-off ratio, and replies. And then the way to convert followers into customers, aside from just being on Instagram and posting content often, is showing your followers why they need your product and how you use it and how other people are using your product.
Now it's time for the lightning round. We collected questions in the forums for you. We got lots of good ones. So first up, Julie Meyer asks, what are some effective ways for me to build followers? Do contests work?
That's a great question. We do giveaways on the Etsy Instagram often, every month actually. And I think it's a really great way to build engagement first and foremost, but you can also build followers that way, especially like a way you can have people enter to win is by tagging a friend. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes just be prepared. People might follow you just to enter the giveaway and then end up unfollowing you. But it's not going to be everyone that unfollows you. So the people that you do get that stay following you, those are people that will now be exposed to your content that weren't before. So yeah, I would definitely recommend testing out giveaways.
Chloe from La Corbeille has a question about hashtags. Should they be general, like hashtag Etsy seller, or specific to the actual product? I tend to just go with whatever appears as I start typing words.
Yeah, I think it should be a mix of both. The general ones are going to be the ones that probably have more uses under them, and then the more specific ones are for people who are going to be specifically searching for what your products are. So definitely do a mix of both, and I too go with things that appear as I start typing the words. I mean, I'm sure the words you're typing are going to be words that are specific to what you're posting, so I think that's a smart way to do it.
CDE Baca Crafts says, I post about 3 times a day, usually using pictures of different angles of my items that are in my shop or that will be added to my shop. Is this enough or should I post more?
I think there are two questions in there. The first one, I post about 3 times a day. I think that's a great amount. I mean, it's up to you. You can do less or you can do more, but I think 3 sounds like a solid amount. But as for posting pictures of different angles of your items, I would recommend, as I've said about everything today, is mix it up. So I wouldn't really recommend posting 3 photos of the same item at a different angle all in one day because you want to give people something new. So post 3 different items or post 1 photo of the item and then post a process video of you making it. Something like that. Definitely mix it up.
Victoria Field from Art Vintage Craft Shop says, I'm an artist and a seller of vintage items. Should I keep the 2 themes separate?
I would say if your intention is to build the 2 of them as 2 separate brands, then they'll probably each have their own aesthetic, their own voice, their own target market. So if that's what you're doing, then definitely I would recommend to keep them separate so you can better cater to each one of the 2 target audiences.
Matt and Jill Beaudoin from Mystic Knotwork ask, how do you reach out to the influencer community to help you reach a wider audience?
This is a good question, and thank you so much for bringing it up, because influencers are actually a great way to continue to build your following. In terms of actually physically reaching out to them, don't be afraid to DM them. These people are on Instagram all the time. They're probably checking their DMs more than they're checking their emails, but you can email them too. And something that's been emerging in the past few years is the use of micro-influencers over huge influencers. Micro-influencers are, in my opinion, influencers that have like around or less than 10 or 15,000 followers. So these people are more willing to post your items without being paid, just doing it in exchange for product, and they tend to have more engaged audiences. So say you reach out to 10 micro influencers that have 10,000 followers and give them each a product, you just hit 100,000 people, as opposed to having to pay an influencer that has 100,000 followers to get in front of all those followers. So look for influencers that are living a similar lifestyle to whatever your brand is, and then just reach out to them and see if they'd be willing to post something in exchange for product, and you will probably be surprised at how many bites you get.
Thank you so much for answering my questions, Bridget.
Thanks for asking questions, Tess.
As always, we'd like to bring the episode to a close with Shop Talk. For this segment, we post a question in the forums and on the Etsy Success social channels, and you send us your answers by either calling in or emailing us a voice memo. We got so many great responses when we asked you to send in recordings of your work process. Here are some more of the clips that you sent in.
Hi, I'm Beth Lawrence with Freshy and Zero, and this is the sound of my jewelry making process.
This is Päivi of Päivi Tori Yarns, and this is the sound of my Scandinavian loom as I weave.
Hello, my name is Allison Glancy from the shop Strawberry Luna, and I'm a printmaker, and these are the sounds of screen printing. First, you'll hear ink going over my screen, and then a print, pull, and then ink going back over my screen, my squeegee hitting the back of my screen, and now putting my paper on my drying rack. And now the sound of pulling my drying rack down, getting ready for the next layer. Ta-da!
That's it for today. Remember to subscribe on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time, and thanks for listening.